This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We are one day away from Wisconsin's very much talked about, overanalyzed, hyper-criticized primary election where, I don't know, 75% of the eligible registered voters are not even going to take the time to vote, which is unfortunate because you do not get a real sentiment of the voters when so many people are not going to vote. So over this weekend, I made it a point to talk to as many folks as I could about politics, even some of my friends. And I don't often like to talk about politics with some of my friends because they range from expressly non-political to hyper-political. But I like to hear from those that don't really follow the politics because they got other stuff going on in their lives because they often have a tremendous amount of insight. Now, obviously, my conversations don't count as any kind of authentic or official scientific analysis. But of the people that are just living their regular lives that aren't paying attention to every single campaign headline and every news story, they might get campaign correspondence in the mail. They'll probably throw it away or use it as a coaster. They are not voting in tomorrow's primary. They are not. Now, they did commit to voting in November because some people are just November voters. And you will see that when we get all the data. The data and the voter turnout tomorrow is going to tell a story that the campaigns on these polls cannot tell. Where both top contending candidates got their support, where they overperformed, where they underperformed. The thing about Francesca, there are going to be places in which she's going to overperform. Where she never expected. There are going to be places in which David Crowley overperformed in which he never expected. And I think so those places, the places that are going to shock us, there's going to be some shocking things once we get the results, probably by the end of this week. And I think that potentially could guide the general election for both political parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans. But right now, let's talk to Alan. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I had to go get a cone today. Just by the way, the ice cream, they didn't have it over there on the 60th McDonald's in Silver Spring. Got to go to Villard and Tithonia. Wonderful, though. Still the same price, 86 cents, man. I'm listening to you today, and the conversation that you're having earlier, you were talking about two things, the election, and you were talking about the flock cameras. I had that same about how they did it on Juneteenth. I was talking about that with some people a bit ago, and I forgot to bounce that off you. And as usual, you read my mind, man. As an aside, if I didn't like you, even if I didn't, which I do, I love listening to you. It's been too long, but I would listen just to when you talk, it's like we're picking your mind. Everything you say is kind of like how we live our lives, man. It's just we're opposite sides of the same political coin. But That what they're doing there, what they do, all this stuff, when you see it's targeted, they target certain communities, just like, I'm not going to go off on a tangent, but like these developers do, right? It's the same type of thing. What they're using with those cameras is to get information from people. And the thing is, that's why I don't join. People try to think about being, I've never been famous or known nobody. Since I've done this, I've had people come to our house and ring the bell and want to talk. I've had people publish pictures of my home. I don't know, do they go on the internet and find that stuff on your site and stuff and whatever. But, you know, you got it. But most everybody's pretty friendly. But the thing is, I understand why you got to be careful about that stuff. But the thing with these guns, it's the same when they see you see these little classes they have, quote-unquote classes for concealed carry. All they're doing is putting you on a list, man. That's all they're doing, and you're absolutely right about that. That's brilliant on their end. But the fact that you saw it that quickly and commented on it and made people aware of that. They're definitely, the other thing that you didn't mention was weed. They're popping people who are going to Michigan and like down to Illinois to buy weed and coming back. They got with the flock cameras. They busted out. Somebody I know got popped. And I'm like, why would you go down there to buy weed when you know what I'm, anyway. So It was stupid, but they got him right at the border coming back from Illinois.
Yeah, I heard about Kenosha that. County. There's also two Milwaukee cops who've been charged, if I'm not mistaken, convicted because they've been using flock camera data to track their little girlfriends.
Exactly. You know, you're right. I knew about that, too. But the other thing with this election, Hong is going to perform unreal. You know what's going to happen, right?
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is a lot of Republicans, do we want Hong to run? She, out of all the people I've ever seen in my life, I'm an old guy too. I'm older than you, and I've been doing this my whole life. I've never seen the candidate. No matter how bad you think Donald Trump is, this woman, everything, she wants to get rid of Christmas. You know, how do you backtrack that, man? You don't got to be Lee Atwater. You remember Lee Atwater, right? You don't got to be Lee Atwater to beat her. This is going to be, I don't know how you're calling this thing nationwide, but they got the Democratic Party is in Eastern Wisconsin. This is a clown show, man. I'd love to see. All we're going to do is vote for her. Everybody who I know, everybody who you talk to, everybody anywhere wants her to run. And that's going to be the end of it. She's absolutely, and you brought that up too the other day, and she's absolutely unelectable at statewide. Absolutely. She's going to carry Dane County. She'll probably carry Milwaukee. Maybe you were talking about Kenosha the other day. Maybe Kenosha, but Kenosha's not as reliable as it used to be after they closed the plant, right? The union kind of.
She won't carry Milwaukee, but she's going to overperform here. She's going to get way more votes out of Milwaukee County than she should.
Well, because I'm voting for her. I'm not going to lie. I'm voting tomorrow. My wife is going to vote for her. I want her on the ballot. I'm not scared of Crowley, but I'm more worried about him than I am her. I mean, this is if she was a real candidate, like from a Republican, you know, whatever you want to call him, a Republican is what I call him. They should have ended this stuff a long time ago. But anyway, they'd be excoriating her in the news. It would be unbelievable. That's how you know how biased this stuff is. And that is why I listen to you, because I can listen to – I used to – Jay Weber, you know, I can't stand his fat blank. But you tell the truth. And your honest station called the truth. I mean, you really, really, really stay in the center of the lane for the most part. I mean, I like what you say sometimes. But then again, like you're talking, I'm like, you know what, Alan? You're not I'm not black. I'm not, you know. So some of the things that but then I look at these things and I think about it and I'm like, you know what? That ain't fair. It's not. Why do you think I'm doing what I'm doing with this up there? I'm making an idiot of myself. But in the long run, we're going to win. And
Alan, we got to leave it. Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
I got to go.
No, I got to go.
Because I stayed on track.
Okay.
I stayed on track today. Two times in a row, we had a good conversation, man.
Thank you, Alan, for your call.
No, thank you. You really give me – no, you do. You're a good guy, man. You're like a lighthouse of truth, the beacon of light over the foggy Canadian fire air we got to breathe. And all the dust, I can't open my windows because of these dang developers. Anyway, God bless you, man. Bye-bye.
I'll say something that he'll disagree with, though, soon. Here we go. Let's talk to Sean. Hi, Sean. How are you? You're on 101.7 The Truth. What's on your mind?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm good.
Good. So I just have a question about a situation that went down in the candidates. And so there was a law that came across Evers Desk. I actually texted in, and I kind of wanted like an immediate answer. Didn't get it. But okay. So there was a law that came across Evers Desk. He vetoed it. It was for gig workers to receive PTO. He vetoed it.
He vetoed something for a PTO bill?
For gig workers to receive PTO.
For who? What kind of workers?
Gig workers.
Okay.
Instacart, DoorDash, things of that nature. Uh-huh. And they were advocating for it. And Evers vetoed it. And I want to know, I want to know if you have any insight on that, on why, as to why he did that. And if so, or which candidate would most likely approve it if it was to come up again.
So gig workers would probably, if you want PTO, you're probably better off forming a union. I don't know if there's a union that exists for gig workers, But I know the state of Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin legislature and the governor, they don't govern gig workers. That's going to be between you and DoorDash or you and Instacart or you and Grubhub or et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know what impact the governor could have on that. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the bill, but I know that it's not regulated by the state because you all are kind of like independent contractors. And I don't know how you provide how the state could be involved in providing paid time off because they can't necessarily require whomever it is that you work for to give you paid time off. And probably some details are in whatever contract you may or may not have signed to be a gig worker for whomever it is, Uber, Lyft, et cetera. But I would take that up with your specific employer.
Okay. With that being said, there was like Instacart and DoorDash. That's what I do. And they sent emails out advocating for it. So it was almost like that they were wanting to do that for their, you know, independent contractors.
But are you a salaried employee? If you were a salaried employee, as an independent contractor and an entrepreneur, I don't know how the state could. Like, if I'm a lawyer and I have a law firm or if I own a dry cleaning firm, I don't know. The state of Wisconsin is not going to require me to give paid time off to my employees unless my employees are in a union. Then the union can fight for my PTO. But if you guys are ununionized, good luck.
I hear you on that. It just seems like that they were advocating for it. Like, they were trying to find a way to allow for, like, the hours that we accumulate to also be to allow for PTO. You know how you, when you work a traditional job, you work certain hours, you get a certain amount of PTO behind that.
Okay.
I think it sounds like that's what they were trying to do, but it didn't go through. But I understand what you're saying. I just wanted a little insight.
Thank you, Sean, for your call.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, then, Sean. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has not vetoed a general paid time off bill, but he previously rejected a Republican-backed bill that proposed creating portable benefits and independent contractor frameworks for gig workers. There's probably something sinister in that legislation, because if we have a Republican-controlled legislature and a piece of legislation that passes both the Wisconsin State Senate Republican-controlled and the Wisconsin State Assembly Republican-controlled, there's probably some poison in that bill, because you have to wonder, what would the Republicans pass and what would be in it and how deceptive would the legislation be and how much would it cost? And I can understand. Well, Tony Evers hasn't vetoed a bill. There's just a framework was considered, but there's not been a piece of legislation. Gig worker benefits veto. He did veto a bill. Governor Evers vetoed a bill, Assembly Bill 269, regarding app-based drivers, noting that the framework lacked guaranteed benefits for workers and needed more collaborative input from all parties. Evers previously proposed a $240 million state-supported 12-week paid family leave and medical leave program, which Republican lawmakers stripped from the bill. Okay, let's talk to someone who knows all about stripped bills. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Sherwin. Sherwin. I just woke up. I want to know, are you going to still vote for the white guy? So, you know, the white, what's his name, Brennan? Yeah, Brennan.
I'm not telling you, Bob. I ain't telling you. Because all you're going to do is just vote for whoever I say I'm voting for. I'm not. Nice try, Bob. You ain't fooling
me. Why are you not telling me, man? That's not fair.
Because none of your business.
You mighty quiet on that note.
Who do you want to vote for, Bob? Why don't we talk about that? Which campaign speaks to your interests?
I'm voting for who you vote for, Sherwin. Why are you doing me like this? It's Monday. Tomorrow's the election.
So if I don't say who I'm voting for, are you just not going to vote at all?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay, for who? And you know there's other candidates and other races on that ballot. It's not just governor.
I haven't heard you say nothing about that white guy. Is he still ahead, or is he? You said you wanted to win.
Bob, can you? I want you to diversify where you get your information from. Don't just get it from me. Get it from a bunch of other sources. You got to read the newspaper and go to the websites. You got to get your news now. You need to be more informed.
And you should not be tired. This is what you've involved yourself a lot of your life in the politics. You know, so you don't get tired of it.
I get tired of people that are old enough to be my father relying on someone that's young enough to be their child guiding their political decision. You should be telling me who to vote for.
I don't know enough about these people, man. You know, I know enough about a horrible individual like Trump, but, you know, the president, but I don't know enough about these. You say you voting for the white guy, but...
I ain't saying nothing. Bob, why don't you go and look the candidates up yourself and make a decision that way?
You're doing me wrong.
Because I'm telling you to look the candidates up so that you can make a decision that best suits whatever it is that you want and need.
Well,
I'm doing you wrong because I'm asking you to read about candidates?
You know, it's ridiculous, but
I'm asking you to read, Bob. That is probably ridiculous. I know you blacks. You want to hide something from the blacks, put it in a book.
Crowley is the only one that I would think of, I guess. But Democratic, what is that Democratic socialist? He's not doing that bad in New York. He's not ending Christmas. He's not ending Thanksgiving. He's not, you know, trying to be like they say socialists are. And he got on TV and said, I'm charging rich people. He was taxing rich people. He said it with a smile. You know, he hasn't did anything ridiculous. He'd even tried to get, you know, places where people can go buy food cheaper than they can in these big stores.
And vote for the Democratic Socialists in New York then. Then do that.
They're not going to get rid of Christmas. They're not going to get rid of Thanksgiving.
Bob, of course they're not. Why would you even believe something like that? Why would you believe that? How do you let's talk about this for a second. Bob, stop. How do you think they could go about getting rid of religious holidays? How would that process work? I want to hear this from you. If somebody gets elected and said, we're going to get rid of Christmas, how can you stop Santa Claus? How can you stop the Christmas decorations from going up? How can you stop the Christians from celebrating the little itty-bitty 4-pound, 12-ounce baby Jesus? How could they do that, Bob? Let's think this through for a second. How could anybody cancel Christmas?
I totally agree with you. They cannot do it. So socialists ain't that bad like Republicans say they are, I guess.
Then vote for a socialist, Bob. And then there you go. You ain't got to rely on me and nobody. You ain't got to read. You can just go and vote, okay?
No, Biden put a foot in Trump's behind. Even put a foot and everybody's behind but Crowley. So, and Crowley seems cool, I guess. I don't know nobody else to go with except Crowley, I guess. Since you won't tell me who you vote for. And I was going to vote for the white guy, even though I may have thought that was a little wrong with Eva's going for the black guy and you was going for the white guy. I said, oh, it's strange. But if you ain't telling me, I guess I'll go with Crowley, I guess. And I just hope this Republican guy don't get in.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Talk to you later, sir.
Sometimes I just feel like quitting. Like just walking out of here, getting in my vehicle. Just going home. I'm gonna make me a grilled cheese sandwich and see what's on daytime television. What's the point of even coming? Why do I come here? For what?
You got a Talk to the people. Keep them informed.
I don't got to do nothing but stay black and die. I don't got to do nothing. Let me take that back. I got to pay my little bills. I got to pay my little Wii Energies. Got to pay my little mortgage. Whatever. That's all I got. I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to do nothing for nobody. I can go home, take off my shoes, get my remote control, and see what's on the telly. I can listen to music. I ain't got to do it. All right, I'm going to take a commercial break now. Maybe I'll come back. Maybe I won't. If y'all hear a recorded show, that means I left for the day. I'm sick of it.
I'll speak for a few segments.
You're going to hurt her, dude, if you talk. I got some details I want to share with y'all about the Democratic Socialists. I also said I was going to tell you why some of her strongest supporters are telling her to stop doing national interviews, which she is not turning down, because a lot of what she is saying is very cringeworthy. And you have to wonder, why is there such a national media fascination, including Fox News? I don't know. Politically, it's not the best, because being on Fox News, and I get it, all publicity is good publicity, but when you have Republicans that love her, they love her. Why aren't people taking more of a clue from the Donald Trump political party absolutely loving Francesca Hahn? They want to turn the entire Democratic Party into her, because that's the only Democratic Party that they can be, at least now moving forward. Because remember, Trump is at his worst. Project 2025 is here. DEI gone. Affirmative action gone. Trump, two wars going on. Eggs is expensive. The gas is expensive. The inflation is high. He is at his worst. So what they need to do, because Republicans can't run on their policies, but here's the thing, they don't need to. They can run on people like Francesca Hahn and stuff that she tweeted 6 years ago. In the grand scheme of things, y'all know that stuff don't matter. But it matters to a political party that can't run on their agenda. All you got to do is demoralize and defame the political party of black people and brown people and poor people, and Republicans can win. They're not going to win by a lot, but at least they can say, we don't want to cancel Christmas. I wouldn't be shocked if Tom Tiffany come out with a commercial where he's wearing a Santa Claus hat. And probably no pants on, but a Santa Claus hat, because he seemed like a weird freak. There's something about him. They need to go look at his tweets.
He just loves his mama.
It's something creepy about that.
You don't love your mama?
Not like that. My mom did her job until I was 18. I'm like, cool. Thanks. Thanks, Emma. I'm straight now. I'm cool. I'll take it from here. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Guru says a bunch of very colorful things via YouTube. This Sherwin most ignorant subject, rep spending millions against her. They do not love her. All capital letters. No, they love her because they think that they can beat her. That's why they love her. When you only have about 20 or 25% of the electorate selecting one particular candidate, that is not the full width and breadth and depth of the Democratic Party. Most of the people that she is going to need to win in the general election are probably going to find it difficult to cast a vote. And also, midterm elections are low voter turnout anyway. This is not going to be a presidential election where you have the largest number of people voting. And even when you have the largest number of people voting, there's still a quarter of the voters that are not going to vote at all because, you know, they hate politics. But what you're not able to do, especially in a state where our elections statewide are only decided by 30,000 votes or less, is you can't denigrate the establishment, but then need the establishment to vote for you. You can't denigrate the establishment and then need to raise money from the establishment. I can list a whole bunch of political action committees that the Republicans have, including Trump's PAC and some that they are forming right now, just specifically for Wisconsin, because all of this is going to be a litmus test for 2028. I think that she is raising the profile of democratic socialism. And also, at the end of the day, she's not a Democrat. I'm sure if you sat down with her, she'd tell you that. And she would tell you where she disagrees with the Democratic Party, even though she runs as one and got elected as one. Madison is also not reality. They do stuff in Madison that only flies in Madison. And the people they elect and their political stances in Madison are very, very unusual and not necessarily generalizable to the rest of the country. California could be another example. California does stuff, and they're way ahead of the curve on a whole bunch of different things. What Gavin Newsom and Democrats in California can do and what they can pass for their state, which is a very unusual place because it's one of the largest world economies, even though it's 1/50th of America, the things that they do are not necessarily generalizable to the rest of the nation. But where my issue is strongest is for education. Black kids can't read. And the policy that is being promoted by far too many Democrats running in this race is to take away the options for poor black families to get their damn children to read. And if you think that I'm going to bend on that, I simply cannot. I can't do it. I can't, unless there's a major policy shift. Also, I got some demographic information on who the Democratic Socialists are that I want to share with folks just so you're more well-informed. Because I come to find out people just listen to me to make their decisions. Why y'all putting all this pressure on me? Dr. Ken and I are doing election coverage tomorrow night, which it was a good idea a couple of weeks ago. Now I just want to take a nap. Well, I'm going to go vote first. I go vote, and I'm going to go sleep. And I'm going to wake up. And, oh, look, the results. Let's talk to Adam. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Yes, I'm great for an old guy. I was just wondering what you made a statement about Christmas.
Huh?
And if you believe in the Bible, it's an easy way to get rid of Christmas. All you got to do is read Jeremiah chapter 10.
All right.
Nope. That's all I got to say. I'll say it one more time. In other words, it's call you a heathen if you believe in something like Christmas. Bye.
How do we get here? Thank you, Adam. Jeremiah 34:14. So now we don't like Christmas no more? We call this silly season. I like Christmas. I'm not particularly Christian, Muslim, Jewish. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not really any. I like Christmas. I like the festive. I like Christmas parties. I like holidays. I like New Year's. I like Thanksgiving. I don't want to cancel them. I like the 4th of July. I like the fireworks and stuff. I like the barbecue. I don't want to cancel any holidays, and I don't want to read Jeremiah 35:44. They got flock cameras, in case anybody's wondering. So you went to the Eagle Sports Range. They got you. I'm going to take a break now. Come back. Can't this just be over with? Why is it happening? And then we gotta talk about this until November. Oh, no, we're not. We're going to limit. You know, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about relationships. That's what we need to talk about. I want to talk about people dating each other. That's it. You guys are going to get a month and a half of relationship talk doing this politics. What's the point? I'm talking to people that aren't even going to vote, and they're going to lie. Oh, yeah, sure, well, I'm going to vote. No, you're not. All right, I'm going to take a break and come back. Maybe I read the YouTube comments. I don't even think we get text messages anymore because where our text messages get sent to, I think I turned it off. I don't know who's texting us. I don't even know what's happening right now. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, Linda. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning, Sharon, and good morning to all the beautiful black and white people of America. Hey, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I was calling is because we don't really need a candidate talking about holidays, really, when people can't really afford groceries, for real. We won't even be able to afford Christmas gifts under Trump.
Let me tell you why it's significant, Linda, because it's, for us, it is literally the most unimportant issue that can be brought up, because we know that these people that are running for office have nothing to do with the holidays. But you got to keep in mind, two people called this program, and that was top of mind for them. Bob was talking about it, and so was Adam. So I think that is why they're using it against Francesca Hong, because voters that don't really do a lot of research on the candidates and the issues will respond to stuff like canceling holidays. I think we overestimate how smart some voters are, because if somebody hears, even if it's impossible, oh, so-and-so wants to cancel Christmas, their mind gets made up on who to vote for just on something as silly as that. And that's the world we live in.
Yes, it is. And it's a very diverse world. We are more than, the people of America are more than two parties or three parties, for real. But
Linda, Americans are not smart. Like, the vast majority of people have no idea how anything works. And I can say that unequivocally, because I have been talking to all of those people for most of my life. Most people just have no idea.
I love the poorly educated.
And that is why the Trump era is so really, it's a class. I'm waiting for the Hollywood version of the Trump era. It is really, because we are all searching within ourselves and questioning our own values, our own standards, our own morals. And this man is taking us through the wash of our own bias and prejudice, hello, and the ugliness of racism. So it is a class for America. But
Linda, can I share something with you? So the analysis, yes, that you just nobody is doing all that. No, you are. Nobody else is. Yeah, but here's the other thing that I need to say, because we have to understand this as black people. No one cares about racism anymore. When I say nobody cares about it, only us. They've gotten tired of us using it. They've got tired of us blaming it. They got tired of us talking about white supremacy and institutional and structural racism. To now, when we say it, we are crying wolf. It does not move them one bit. In fact, it moves them so little that you have a referendum on the November ballot, which is going to permanently ban affirmative action and DEI, and nobody's even discussing it because the vast majority of the people in this state and in this country do not care. And that is our current reality.
I do believe that black people have become passive since the great years of the 60s and the 70s, when we had great, strong black leaders, and we've become numb or afraid of the system. But we do suffer, and people are suffering from and see the atrocities of racism. So I beg to differ on that point. But I do love Crowley's campaign ad. Every time I hear it, I'm geeked, I'm invigorated, and I want to work on his campaign, because I
you got one day. It's one day of his campaign left.
No, I mean for after November, because I believe that, you know, you're wrong in your predictions, because just like you was wrong on your Powerball numbers, remember,
Linda,
you were so adamant.
So you saying, because I didn't guess the Powerball numbers, which is 1 in 290 million, that I'm going to be wrong on an election, which is going to be 50-50?
But you know what? I used AI to come up with some Powerball numbers for this round. But anyway, Sharon, love you, and we in this together. We going to come out of this together, for real, because black people are very resilient. Look at our history. Hello. See you later.
What is the point of any black people? Nobody cares about racism. Hey, that's racist. Stop doing that. Shut up. That's racism. Stop being racist. Shut up. Oh, my God. I told y'all that there was a consequence to pay. You know how we've been seeing. Am I still talking about flock cameras? I didn't really finish talking. Can I get back to flock cameras? Okay. I'll do that. I'm going to take a break in a little bit. I'm going to come back and talk about the flock cameras and how they played us. And they got all y'all license plates.
So you're anti-flock camera?
At this point, I don't even care.
You should be anti.
Everybody knows where I'm at all the time. Any damn. Well, I can't hide if I wanted to. You know what I did? I got off of land this weekend. I also got to admit something to you.
I saw you post that on Facebook.
You know where I went over the weekend? We went to Racine. I had a damn time of my life. I was like, oh, no.
On your boat?
In my boat.
On the boat?
It is. We call it the boat. My guy got a boat. He's like, hey, man, come to the crib. I said, all right, what's going on? We finna take us a ride. I'm like, word? I like rides. Where we going? He said, we're going to take a ride down to the Racine Harbor. I said, we need to talk about this. I said, I'm not safe if I go to Racine. He was like, what you mean? I said, please, we need, where else can we go? He's like, oh, no, they got this nice little harbor. It's real, you know, it's quaint and it's nice. You got all these big, beautiful boats. You got all these little nice little restaurants. There's a little change of pace. We're going to get on the lake. We're going to go due south. We're going to open up the throttle on the boat, and that boat is fast. He said, we're going to take us a little ride. The water is going to be nice and calm. Let me tell you something about Lake Michigan. When you're about a mile, 2 miles offshore, it looks like an ocean. It is absolutely breathtaking. Sometimes I got to get away. I got to get off land because a bunch of y'all is on the land, and I need to be far away from y'all. So I said, all right, well, hang on now. Are you sure we need to go to Racine? He said, no, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Man, we got to Racine to the little harbor. Now, it's small, but it looked like a little paradise. I was like, I can't believe I'm in Racine. And the people were nice. We got up. We put the boat in the dock, and we walked up the little dock. Because the restaurant, you walk into the restaurant right off of the water, right off the little pier, off the little dock. They was like, hey, everybody, welcome. Come on in here and sit down. We got all sorts of delicious food. Y'all going to be eating. You're going to be drinking. What you need? I'm Sally. I'm going to be a server. I'm Jennifer. I'm going to be a server, too. And I'm Jonathan. I'm just a white dude who wants to be nice to you. I was like, damn you, Racine, for changing my mind. But where we were is not the real Racine. This was a different kind of Racine. Even the people that were at this kind of Racine, they don't even like the kind of Racine that we don't like. Ooh, it was nice. It was so good to get away. Because when you leave the land, you leave all of the cares and the worries of the land. But then we got back to Milwaukee. Damn it, here we go all over again. I should have stayed in Racine.
No good fighting?
Friday night. Friday. You got to have one thought night. You can't thought too much because you'll get thoughted out.
I try to get at least 2 to 3 thought nights on the weekends.
You're a young guy. That's what that is. Yeah, I got a thought in doses. Because you don't want to over... I'm too old. Last thing I need is to have a thought attack. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole embarrassing thing. All right, I'm going to take a break, come back. Am I going to come back? I'm going to talk about the flock cameras and the Eagle sports people. Oh, no, we're going to have a Juneteenth shoot-around. Come after Juneteenth Day and come and shoot your guns. So they got paid to have the flock cameras. Very unusual place to have them, right? But also very helpful to law enforcement because you know who the biggest organized group was that was against concealed carry in the state of Wisconsin? Us in Illinois were the last states to get concealed carry. The whole rest of the country had some form of concealed carry. It was us in Illinois. And then when Scott Walker got elected governor in 2010, inaugurated in 2011, one of the first pieces of legislation he authored with his Republican-controlled legislature was allowing for concealed carry in Wisconsin. You know, Republicans love guns very much. They love guns, Christmas, Thanksgiving, the Bible, Trump. Right? Law enforcement kept concealed carry illegal in Wisconsin for decades. Believe it or not, law enforcement, well, you're going to believe it because it makes a lot of sense. Because when you have concealed carry in your state, every interaction with the public is now different. There's more risk involved for law enforcement. Every traffic stop is now more risk. Nothing is routine as it is. Oh, a routine traffic stop in a state that has concealed carry versus a state that does not, that puts law enforcement in dramatically more danger because they have no idea, literally no clue who may have a firearm and who may not. Now, I would like to believe that most people that have firearms are responsible gun owners, because if they weren't, we'd have even more murder. We got a lot of murder. But if gun owners were writ large irresponsible, the world would be even more dangerous than it is. But it just adds just another element of mistrust between law enforcement and the public. And that is something that we have been working on, trying to increase trust between law enforcement and members of the public. And so if law enforcement has rightful concerns about the number of people that have guns, because we as a public want less guns on the street, then flock cameras at a gun range that comes on black radio to promote a Juneteenth shoot around, not 1 year, but 2 years in a row, is a way in which we can document and record the African Americans that went to that gun range. How they use that information, I don't know. I know that Eagle has said, full disclosure, that they're going to breach their contract with Flock. But they not only got paid from Flock, they may have gotten a kickback from local law enforcement as well. Hey, Eagle Sports Range, you know, we're looking for a particular person. We're wondering if you've seen their make and model of vehicle. Can you check your Flock data? Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, we'll write you a check for $3,700. But they came here to promote it. That bothers me, because they intentionally targeted African Americans, intentionally. Getting us to go out to their little shooting range night on Juneteenth day till midnight. That just sounds like something aimed at black people, because, you know, we don't wake up till late. Bob just called about 20 minutes ago. He said he just woke up, which don't make no sense, because old people get up early. Old people get up so early, when they go to bed and they wake up, it's still the same day. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Eagle Sports Range in Cudahy says it has removed all of its Flock safety cameras, citing privacy concerns. General Manager Saad Jaber told TMJ4 three Flock cameras were installed when the range opened around December 2023. In a statement released Friday, the business said it installed the automated license plate reader cameras after other gun ranges in the Milwaukee area were broken into. Oh, shut up. It's not wise. So you could provide information to law enforcement about who was going to your establishment to shoot guns. That's why they came on black radio specifically to promote a Juneteenth shoot night, because they wanted to encapsulate and ensnare more African-American gun owners, whether it be legal or illegal, so you could have their information. That's so disrespectful. And then when some of us raised issue with why they were targeting African-Americans on Juneteenth Day, to encourage us to go shoot, they're like, well, we just think it'll be a great family activity. No, so you can get our data. It said the cameras were intended to, quote, deter criminal activity and protect our customers and property. I'm trying to just rationalize this. The likelihood that that place would be broken into. But also, that doesn't make any sense. Because when you know how much ID you got to show to rent a gun, to use a range, they already identify you. So if one of the, well, I guess, no, if somebody just decides they want to rob a gun, stupidest place to rob. I don't know. I guess if they're worried about somebody breaking in after hours, I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize their statement, which I shouldn't do because I think that it was deception. Flock safety cameras detect the license plate number, the make, model, and color of all vehicles that pass by. Jaber said the cameras were used once in the last 2 years to help police investigate theft of a firearm. Oh, I don't believe that either. They only use the flock cameras once in the past 2 years, and they collect data constantly. And so you mean to tell me that when they had their two Juneteenth shoot nights in 2026 and 2025, they didn't utilize any of that data from those people that were coming at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night to shoot their guns? Oh, stop it. What's the point of having the cameras then? You know how golden that data is, because the number of African Americans whose vehicles may be used in some of these crimes, a drive-by shooting or a robbery, et cetera, and if you have somebody going to the range to a Juneteenth shoot night, it makes investigating that person a hell of a lot easier. It also makes it a lot easier to track and to log individuals who go to Eagle Sports Range that also have firearms, because that information is shared by local law enforcement agencies. So here's a little example of how this may work. Let's say you went to one of the Juneteenth shoot nights, and some of you did. Okay, they got your information. They got the make, the model of your car, and all the details that are contained in the registration of your vehicle. Okay, and then let's say, I don't know, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, you might be doing a little bit of speeding. Nothing too crazy, but you were exceeding the posted speed limit, or maybe you mistimed a red light or a yellow light, and uh-oh, they're going to pull you over for running a red light. That cop is not going to come up to your vehicle with their gun drawn, because they know that you have a firearm, because they caught your vehicle at the Juneteenth shoot night. They may search your vehicle. That's the problem that I have, and I think that they knew that, because otherwise, why in the hell would they even sign up for this in the first place? All right, let's take it. No, I'm not taking a break yet. I'm over here trying to rush myself to break. However, he said the range's concerns began months ago. Quote, we've noticed the concerns before it ever got as big as it is now, Jabbar said. We wanted to be ahead of it, so we reached out. And I'll show a picture of this dude. He's very much looks like Middle Eastern. Got that Middle Eastern beard. Got his Eagle Sports Range t-shirt on, and he is obviously open carrying a firearm in this photograph that appears via TMJ4.com. According to the business's statement, Eagle Sports Range contacted Flock in February to request removal of the cameras, but was told it was contractually obligated to keep them in place. Jabir said the business decided to remove the cameras anyway after a viral video circulated showing cameras on their property. After the video circulated, we made a clear decision. We care more about the we care more about the privacy of our customers than we do about a contract, the statement reads. Jabir said the decision was not prompted by any misuse of the cameras at Eagle Sports Range. Instead, he said the business grew concerned about broader privacy issues. We have the same concerns as everyone else. When I leave Eagle, I'm still in the community having the same concerns and wanting the same privacy everyone else does, Jabir said. Our concern is everyone having that information. I don't think anyone should have that information. So Eagle Sports Range is located in Cudahy. And what we know about Flock camera data is that local law enforcement shares it freely. If Cudahy wants access to Flock camera data from Milwaukee, they request it, they get it. If Milwaukee just wants to know so they can log a file or create a data profile of people who may be from Milwaukee that went out to Eagle on Juneteenth night, where I'd imagine a disproportionate number of the people that were there were probably African-American. How many white people were going to the shooting range at 11:30 at night on Juneteenth day? Not very many. Do you know how valuable that data is? And I would say, okay, maybe this helps us, you know, solve some crimes, or we have an accurate log of the people that have firearms, but that kind of surveillance is illegal. Now, had they promoted and said, oh, by the way, everybody, we're having a Juneteenth shoot night, we're going to get your license plate when you pull into the parking lot. Oh, yeah, we're going to send that information to the Cudahy Police Department, and then any local law enforcement will be able to get that information about when you came, how long you stayed, all of the details. We're just going to let you know ahead of time. And you know as well as I do that nobody would have showed up to that. But they took advantage of us, and I don't like that. We got to be a little bit more vigilant. I'm also going to – maybe I got to take a more active role. Got to be careful who you let come on a 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Some people trying to take advantage of the blacks, including some of these candidates. Okay, now I'm going to take a break. When I come back, do we talk about the election or do we talk about relationships?
A little bit of both.
I'll be back in 3 minutes.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.